From Tidbits on July 9th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Keyboard Maestro 5.3.1. Stairway Software has released version 5.3.1 of its Keyboard Maestro automation utility, which fixes an issue with executing automator workflows in the upcoming release of OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion. This maintenance release also patches some memory leaks, resolves a performance issue with the button condition, provides growl notification when a timeout cancels a macro, fixes a performance issue with getting the finder's selection, fixes the seconds function, allows application in the menu condition, and ensures that triple-click actions perform correctly. The Mac App Store version of Keyboard Maestro 5.3.1, not yet available as of this writing, now includes a fix that avoids no auto-release pool warnings when launching the engine. SpamSieve 2.9.2. C-Command Software has released SpamSieve 2.9.2, which improves compatibility with OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion and updates some graphics for the new MacBook Pro with Retina display. The latest release of the spam filtering software also updates its recommended condition for Apple Mail rules to every message from message type is mail, and your rules will be auto-updated when you next open mail in 10.7 Lion. Additionally, the release provides a workaround for a bug that prevented the app from analyzing some message attachments properly, reversed a growl SDK 1.2.3 to prevent high CPU usage and crashes, improves reporting of unexpected errors and script errors from Apple Mail, and updates several sections of the manual. Hazel 3.0.9. Noodlesoft has released version 3.0.9 of its file cleanup utility Hazel, which updates some icons and fixes some issues when viewing the app with the new MacBook Pro with Retina display, as well as adding a developer ID that allows the app to be installed without difficulty when using OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion's Gatekeeper security feature. Hazel 3.0.9 also displays more accurate error reporting in its preview, prevents a whole pattern getting deleted when you delete a custom token, and fixes an issue with the incomplete download setting that was causing prediction errors. Clamax AV 2.3. Mark Allen has released Clamax AV 2.3, which updates the free virus checking software to the current 0.97.5 release of the open source ClamAV antivirus engine. It has also been signed with a developer ID that's used by OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion's Gatekeeper security feature. While not implemented in this version, the new release does roll in support for future sandboxing. Additionally, Clamax AV 2.3 brings select all and copy functions to the infected list, reworks Clamax AV Sentry to keep its RAM usage at a lower and more constant level, adds support for system-wide preferences, adds Italian localization, and makes modifications to the French localization. A few days after the release of Clamax AV 2.3, Clamax AV was updated to version 2.3.1 with a fix for a bug that prevented the operation of scheduled scans, as well as a temporary fix for a Clamax AV Sentry bug that scanned folders in their entirety, rather than just new files added to a watched folder. Allen notes that Clamax AV users still running 10.4 Tiger should not download this update, but instead download version 2.2.1 and turn off the application update checking preference. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, Notepoon Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.